my memories of that day were of the sheer pace of decision-making. I mean, aside from all the obvious things like, you know, everything went salmon pink and then there was the bang and then you could see the white smoke going up in the air and stuff coming down, the tree canopy coming down. We deliberately hung back for two or three minutes because we knew that or was likely to be a secondary device designed to take out rescuers. But once we'd established that we were dealing with a bus bomb, which was pretty obvious it was a bomb, I basically just kicked into trained major incident commander mode and got on with it. And when I got downstairs, folks just looked at me and said, Peter, this is your sort of scene. Tell us what to do. Well, that's the first of the five C's established, the other four being control, communication, coordination, and cooperation to prevent your sixth one, which is chaos. And just a phenomenally high decision-making rate for 2.5 hours, followed by a five-hour debrief, and followed by what I knew would be a very long haul to the inquest, and indeed it was 1,931 days.
Wow, incredible. Of course, what you were doing at the time, you were doing really with no kit at all, weren't you?
We had absolutely no kit at all. The most important piece of kit was my ambulance service identity card, because doctor or not, the police would have chucked us off the scene quite properly. But that meant that they could see that, A, I knew what I was doing, and B, I vouched for the others and basically said they're staying. Armed, we're using tabletops as stretchers. We cut down the stateroom curtains and cut them up into bandages. We then essentially created a casualty clearing station with nothing. It took us about half an hour to get supplies, and then we ran a full casualty clearing station for about two and a half hours, where, you know, we were putting drips up on people and people on oxygen and all that type of thing. But the key thing was colleagues did first aid very well, indeed, very quickly, and that's what saved lives.